Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session to Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I know there's a bunch of other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and I so much, and I do mean so much appreciate it. Very much so. So head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Still time to buy for your honey. Seriously, I mean, pillows, blankets, mattress covers, pillow covers, there's so much there, sheets, towels, good American-made product. Is that what you want? Do you really want to support companies that can't stand you, that give money to organizations that are totally against what you stand for or what you believe in? Are you willing to take that kind of stand? I guess that's the first question. Because I don't know, some of the stuff I see you guys write or put up there, I have to stop and say, really? Why would you do that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate, again, the amount of time. All right. So, you know, we heard earlier that there was a shooting in Minneapolis. And, you know, right away, the gun law freaks are all over it. We got to stop this kind of craziness. We got to do this. We got to do that. Without any real information. Again, it's what I constantly complain about. No real information. So a man who died after fatally shooting two police officers and a firefighter in a Minneapolis neighborhood, he wasn't legally allowed to have guns. Right? He was in a year-long dispute over the custody and financial support of three oldest children. It's according to court records. It's not according to Joe or people making it up as they go. Authorities on Monday identified Shannon Gooden, 38, as the man who opened fire on police in an affluent suburb of Burnsville. They reported that he had barricaded himself inside his home with family members, including seven children, aged 2 to 15. He was found dead inside the home hours later. His standoff with police came only 2 days before a scheduled district court hearing over his ongoing legal disputes. Right? With the mother of his three oldest children, anyway. Now, the court records show that those children spent most nights with him, but that he wanted to go back to court. The attorney representing Gooden in a custody dispute, wasn't available for comment. But again, court records show that the state barred Gooden from possessing guns after he pleaded guilty in 2008, when he was 22, to second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Prosecutor said that he threw rocks and pulled a knife on a man in a shopping mall. All right, but he wasn't allowed. Are we catching this? He wasn't allowed to own guns. Now, maybe he felt like he should have had guns or found a way to get them. He should have gone through the courts to do that. And again, people around him talked about what a good man he was. He wasn't a problematic. He was a quiet man. But his court records show he had many disputes over parenting, especially with his oldest three children. It got worse and worse and worse. He accused the mother of neglect. She called him controlling, accused him of abusing her and the children. He shouldn't have had guns. I mean, you had, I mean, the story's pretty long, but you've had wellness checks on this guy? You had, I mean, how did he get the guns? Where did he buy them? Were they registered? Just amazing. Gooden finished serving 5 years probation for a 2007 assault charge. He pleaded guilty. Prosecutors dropped charges of making terroristic threats and criminal damage to property. So he was a violent person. Again, it's not a matter of the guns being bad. You're allowing this stuff to happen. You're allowing people who shouldn't own guns to have guns, to get guns. You know, what about Hunter Biden? Lies on a federal form. If he gets away with it, who else is getting away with it, right? You have to ask the question. You can't just let it go by. It's fair for everyone or it's fair for no one. I'm going to say you decide. I'm afraid of who's listening who might decide. All right. One of the largest ever COVID vaccine study links the shot to an increase in heart and brain conditions. No. Guys like me were saying that a long time ago, but not necessarily brain conditions, but definitely heart conditions. We saw what was happening to people pretty much right after the shot. Some of the damage they went through. Largest COVID vaccine study to date has identified some risks associated with the shot. Researchers from the Global Vaccine Data Network, GVDN, in New Zealand, they analyzed 99 million people who received COVID vaccinations across 8 countries. They monitored for increases in 13 different medical conditions in a certain period and conditions after the initial shot. The study was published in the Journal of Vaccines last week and found that the vaccine was linked to an increase in neurological, blood, and heart-related medical conditions. Again, not a study done by the right-wing people. Right? People who received certain types of mRNA vaccines were found to have higher risk in myocarditis, which is inflammatory of heart muscles. Some viral vector vaccines were linked to a higher risk of blood clots in the brain, as well as an increased likelihood of Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's a neurological disorder in which the immune system attacks the nerves. Wow. Joe Messina, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Find us at joemessina.com, joemessina.com, live chat room there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I don't care what you say or think. They pick up on stuff that I miss. You know, some of these stories... It's just so irritating. We know it's happening. We know what's going on. And they just keep doing it to us. And you keep falling, some of you, not all of you, keep falling in line. We're just talking about the largest ever COVID vaccine study. It links the shot to an increase in heart and brain conditions. And again, as I said before, some of us already knew this. Some of it didn't make any sense. But they were putting people on respirators. Now the CDC admits it was a mistake. A virus in a warm, moist, oxygen-rich environment. It's a breeding ground times 10. And yet that's exactly what they were doing to older folks, putting them on the respirators. Some viral vector vaccines were linked to higher risk in blood clots in the brain, as well as increased likelihood of Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's a neurological disorder in which the immune system attacks the nerves, your own immune system. Now, other potential risks included inflammation of part of the spinal cord after viral vector vaccines, and inflammation and swelling in the brain and spinal cord. Right? Well, in the mRNA vaccine. So they see this as happening, and yet, are you still seeing the commercials? You still see the commercials about getting your vaccine, your booster, your whatever. Why would they do that? I mean, their own CDC said this is an issue. Why would they do that? Right? Dr. Mark Siegel, clinical professor of medicine at NYU. He was not involved in the research, but commented on the findings. He said, a massive study review of the data reveals some association of the mRNA vaccines and myocarditis, especially after the second shot, as well as an association. Okay, we know all this, right? He said, but the risks are still rare. And so when you think about this, who is he defending? Some other people in the medical world say when it comes down to risk-benefit analysis of what you're more afraid of, the vaccine side effects or the virus itself. Well, I'm not afraid of the virus itself because my immune system will fight it off. My immune system, provided I stay strong, will fight it off. And kids, what was it? What was the zero? Was it 0.002% of the kids that were exposed to it got it and healed pretty quickly? Do you know that over 80% of the U.S. population has received at least one dose of COVID? Yeah, 80% got sucked into that. Because we forgot about what your immune system does. We forgot what you can fight off, what you can deal with. Funny, natural immunity got totally thrown to the side. Right? And now we wonder why all this went down. It's just amazing. I'm stuttering for words because it's amazing to me how we have dumbed down the education system, how we've dumbed down our young people, by the way we teach them, or educate, I should say. Well, it's back in the news again. Yeah. Heavily scrutinized $200,000 check that President Biden received from his brother, James. It's resurfaced in a new report detailing how the latter leaned heavily on his family's influence to promote a now-defunct hospital chain. Right? It's being targeted by the Department of Justice for fraud. It will go nowhere. You watch. According to the report published Sunday by Politico, James centered his consulting work for AmeriCorps, a company that operated rural hospitals, on his leverage as a member of the Biden family. But those connected never materialized in more financing for the company before it collapsed. So he's out there beefing up how he might be able to help these companies out, help them grow. AmeriCorps loaned James approximately $600,000 on the promise that his name could bring in funding from the Middle East on the same day. $200,000 of the $600,000 was transferred to James' personal bank account. And after that, he wrote a check to $200,000 to who? Come on. I'll give you 25 guesses. Your first 30 don't count. All right? Joe Biden. So James, after getting that money in, takes $200,000, sends it off to Joey B., nothing to see here. Politico said that its investigation of James worked for AmeriCorps did not find that Joe Biden involved himself in the firm or took actions on its behalf, but that the president did benefit indirectly from his brother's work with the firm, citing the $200,000. So apparently they're trying to pawn that off as a loan payment, although they can't find anywhere where a loan was made. Right? The White House has consistently denied that the money was anything other than repayment for a loan Biden previously gave. Again, with no proof that a loan was ever made. So now the House Oversight Committee, they want to see the payment. They want to know where it came from. They want to see what the original loan was. No different than what the Dems did, have done, and did to Trump. Even if the transaction in question was part of a loan agreement, we're troubled that Joe Biden's ability to recoup funds depends on his brother's cashing in on the Biden brand. This is not new, people. This has been going on for years. At least, you know, two decades. There's all kinds of sketchy, I'm trying to think of nice words here, I don't know why, transactions between the Bidens and other countries, other people, other consulting firms. But yet, why don't Dems not have any questions, any concern, any thoughts? And the only reason now that some Dems are stepping up, some well-known Dems are stepping up saying they think Biden's got some mental health issues is you see the man live on TV get lost in the middle of a conversation, start spinning around like a top because he doesn't know where to go, where to get out, whose hand to shake, calling up people that don't exist or that are dead. Hopefully, I hope to God they're not standing there looking at him. Think of all these things. Did any of that matter? Does that matter more than, I mean, doesn't the country matter more than your party? Doesn't the country matter more than what you believe to be truth? In December, a Chapter 11 trustee for AmeriCorps testified before the Oversight Committee that the $600,000 loan was provided to James with no documentation in return for the promise of funding for the Middle East, and it never came. Wow. Isn't that great? No collateral, no signatures, all done verbal. Where do I sign up for that? Can I get that? Let me check on that and get back to you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at a Texas megachurch for the first Sunday services following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presented it as a special service focused on healing. The shooter, who had a documented history of mental illness, was killed. Her 7-year-old son remains in critical condition. The U.S. conducted strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. 5 strikes in total were conducted against 3 anti-ship cruise missiles, 1 unmanned underwater vessel, and 1 unmanned surface vessel. Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the coast. Much of California remains saturated from a recent powerful storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You know, look, get involved, get engaged. You know what? Be part of the solution, as I say. And it's really, seriously, not that hard. Just get real information. Be able to step out on real information. All right. So you know you heard that one person was killed, 22 were injured, when 2 juveniles opened fire on the crowd. The suspects really haven't been identified. But the problem here is the mayor of Kansas City is furious after a Missouri governor called the gunmen who opened fire at the Super Bowl celebration thugs. Missouri Governor Mike Parson told the radio station, "We can't let some thugs just take over and ruin what happened." I'm sorry, what do you want to call them? These nice young collegiate men? The mayor went on, or Mayor Quinton said, "I have respect for the governor. We get along well. But I disagree strongly with how he would describe this situation. I certainly do think this was criminal activity." You know, good people commit criminal, yeah, whatever. It was lawlessness, and I think that, you know, that's troubling. But thugs is a dog whistle in most cases. Really? To who? For what? All thugs mean is they're criminals. Right? I mean, what? His comments are curious because of the racial identity of the gunman has yet to be released. Doesn't matter what color they are. No, thugs are thugs. They come in all colors, sizes, weights, heights, rotundness. You see what they do? They take the emphasis off of what just took place and turn it into something else. He said, I've seen this dog whistle time after time. It's the kind of giant conservative theory, all right, on social media. Now that the reason these mug shots haven't been shown is because the purported defendants are black. And if they were white, right, we would have just shown them. There are protections for juveniles. It's all right. Whether I see their pictures or not, they're thugs. When you act in a certain manner, you act in a certain fashion, again, it doesn't matter what size, what color, what ethnicity, what anything you are, you're acting like a thug. Even CNN reporter, I'm going to screw this one up, Shimon Prokopenko was bewildered by the lack of information coming from the police. It seems like we're so many hours from the shooting at this point, you're not announcing arrests. Right, you're not showing pictures, potential pictures, giving potential descriptions of who they are and what they are. Now, we've seen this happen more and more and more. Now, you're going to be called a racist because you say stuff like, well, they're not showing the pictures because the kids are black. Well, we know they're black. What does that have to do with anything? Ultimately, anytime there's a mass shooting involved with a white gunman, the attacker's race and identity are immediately made public. Not only that, they say a MAGA, a right-wing MAGA person, whether they know it or not. And that's usually released within hours of something going down. Right? However, the information is always withheld if the person, if the gunman is black, an illegal alien, a Muslim, or a member of the LGBTQ community, they're very resistant to putting that information out there, although I don't know why. Right? No, come on, think it through. Nobody is interested in what sexual orientation, what color, what height, whether they're here illegally or not. Ultimately, the bottom line was a couple of thugs shot up a crowd. In an interview, or Ann Coulter was on with the mayor, I'm sorry, Bill Maher, he goes on to say, I mean, we don't know who did the shooting, by the way, you know, the Super Bowl. Coulter says, we have some idea. Mayor says, what? She said, if it were a white man shooting, we'd know. Bill says, well, we don't know. I mean, they haven't. Coulter says, that's how we know it's not a white man. I can tell you that much. Bill says, you think they're repressing that reporting? Coulter says, they wouldn't tell us about the transgender woman that shot up the Christian school for almost a year. Or the San Bernardino, right? Remember the crazy terrorist? Remember how, you know, Muslims were shooting up an area out there? They wouldn't tell us that either. The longer they go out without telling you, you know it's not, she said, a white male. Now, there's some truth to that. And again, I like to say, it doesn't matter or should not matter what sexual orientation they are, whether they're here legally or illegally, what color they are, what religion they are. It shouldn't matter. Two thugs shot up an area that was celebrating a Super Bowl win. Right? And the mayor of Kansas City is upset. With all of this, the only thing that seems to be upsetting him is the word thugs. And suggesting in his description of such that there was a racial intent behind it because he used the word thugs. You want to talk about a dog whistle? That's the dog whistle. Every time you blame it on a racial issue when somebody speaks, every time somebody does it, all the way back to the days of President Obama, when somebody didn't agree with him, all of a sudden that was because he was black. No, they didn't agree with him because they felt like he was doing a bad job. They didn't agree with him because they thought he was a bad president. Had nothing to do with his color. Didn't agree with Jimmy Carter, 99 years old, God bless the guy. Didn't agree with him, one of the worst presidents we ever had. How could nobody say it was his color? I don't understand. Right? Even Clinton was better than those two. And now you got Joe Biden. Oh, that's right. It's because he's old. That's why we say what we're saying, because he's old. Right. The stuff won't stop till you start ignoring it. You don't even have to push back. You don't have to be nasty about it. Stop ignoring it. Just start ignoring it. don't buy into it. Again, the mayor of Kansas City is upset because they use the term thugs, because he perceives that as racial intent. There's some racial intent behind using that word. Yeah, good luck with that. Elizabeth Warren was recently at an event. She's always good for a laugh. Really, seriously. She was stumped when she asked why Americans say that they missed Trump's economy. Now remember, this is the woman who lied about who she was to get a job for $400K a year while complaining about how much students are spending to go to college. Beyond me. Inflation was 1.4% when Trump was president. Inflation is now out of control thanks to Joe Biden's tax and spend policies. Biden inflation is also crushing the housing market, doing a lot of damage. Under the Biden market, it's at its, the market, now, you're going to say, oh, it's at its highest this and highest that. Okay, yeah, great. Under the Biden market, though, it's the slowest pace in over 13 years. Right? Mortgage rates have skyrocketed. Not like they were. Gas was, what, just around $2 per gallon under Trump. The prices have spiked under Biden, you know, because he raised more on domestic oil. We can't do any of that stuff here anymore, and anyone wonders why it went up or why it's going up. Americans are suffering under Joe Biden's inflation, the wages. There's so much there. And Elizabeth Warren said she can't explain why Americans say that they missed the Trump economy. She says, I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, can you explain to me, first of all, why you said you were something you weren't? Can you explain to me why you took over $400K a year? I don't know this to be truth, but my understanding is she only had like two classes a week. Right? Can you explain that to us? And then complain about the high price of college. So you're okay taking the money. You're okay complaining about the high price of college. But you don't see any correlation there, right? I just find it amazing. They're out of touch with they're out of touch with reality. How's that? That's even better. Totally out of touch with reality. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. So much appreciate your time you're spending with us here on the air. Texting, Xing, tweeting, whatever. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You know what? The Iranian regime, we prove it now that they interfered in the 2020 presidential election. We'll tell you how when we come back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. method. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Helps when you press the right buttons, don't it? Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. Don't do that by your ideology. Don't, you know, those, they do absolutely nothing. You want to make sure that you've got the information to make an informed decision. Ain't that hard. It really isn't. All right, then. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I've been waiting to do this story. I've been holding back on it. So, apparently there was a FOIA request. And in that release, we find out that the Iranian regime interfered in the 2020 presidential election. a week before the election. Right? You found this out with Chris Krebs kept this information from Congress during his testimony. So he hid it. He lied. Why? What did he have to... Why did he care? Tell the truth. Recently, investigative journalist Yehuda Miller received several FOIA documents that completely redefine what we were told to believe about the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Remember, we were told it was the most secure election in U.S. history. Yeah, whatever. The election was billed by the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, the mainstream media, former CISA Chief Chris Krebs, as the most secure election, there you go, in U.S. history. Now, Krebs is a former CISA director fired by Donald Trump. He testified before Congress on December 16th, 2020, after he was fired. Krebs called to testify in front of the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Government Affairs Committee, and he famously announced, remember this, I'm not going to play it, but I'm just going to, he famously announced the 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history. Now, Yehuda Miller and the Gateway Pundit plan to release a series of FOIA documents in the coming days that prove that Chris Krebs was not honest with the American... Can we just call it what it is? He lied. He lied. He knew it was lying. Right? The documents in the coming days are going to prove that the fact that he lied under oath to the Senate. So why isn't he in jail? Why isn't he in shackles? Why didn't they show up at his house at 5 o'clock in the morning? Right? A week ago on Monday, Gateway Pundit released information on the secret 2020 Election Day phone call organized by Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, which is what I just told you was the CISA. It describes itself as an operational lead for federal cybersecurity and a national coordination for critical infrastructure security and resilience. Now, however, since its founding, it has morphed into a much more sinister and politicized organization, which is what always happens when you have a bulk of money, a boatload of money moving through, right? CISA was founded in 2007. It was originally intended to be an ancillary agency designed to protect critical infrastructure and guard against cybersecurity. In the years since its creation, right, it's a nerve center of the federal government's domestic surveillance. Right, they have censorship operations. They scour social media. In 2018, it was given the role in securing the elections and census. They failed on both accounts. By 2020, CISA routinely reported social media posts that allegedly spread disinformation to social media platforms. It had formed a mis or dis and malinformation team. That was in 2022, right? In response to growing public and private criticism of CISA's unconstitutional behavior, they attempted to camouflage its activities, claiming it serves purely as an informational role, which we found out later on was not true. Right? I mean, think about it. The plaintiffs are challenging Biden in a lawsuit. The plaintiffs are challenging Biden regime censorship, arguing that the federal government can't infringe on the free speech of America. They cannot arbitrarily listen to your conversations, look into your conversations with cyberware. They can't decide that you might be a problem. This is what this is what law enforcement has turned into, not local law enforcement or what have you. But at the federal level like this, it was always you were supposed to have a specific crime that you knew about, that you had proof of in some way, shape, manner, or form, and you were going to look for more information, right? No. Now it's, well, he's a MAGA guy. He must be doing something wrong, so we're going to listen to his conversations. That was never the way it was meant to be. It was the way the Brits operated, and definitely was not the way our founding fathers wanted it to happen. Right? You know, the Gateway Pundit is going to release evidence that a private meeting was organized by CISA officials on November 3rd, 2020, at 3:30 in the afternoon, with select members of an election security initiative. Right, this was an exclusive meeting. Only the CISA officials and their exclusive election partners. This was held late in the afternoon on Election Day. It lasted for a half an hour. You should see the report. It's amazing. I mean, seriously. You cannot read a report like this, walk away, and actually believe this was a secure election. You will see how Chris Krebs wasn't honest. You know, when you see the infrastructure they had in place, how they were dealing with information, how they were disseminating information, you really do have to scratch your head and wonder. And the report was published back in March. There was no reason for anybody not to bring this forward and talk about it. Right? Over 76% of the entities for which CISA performed a risk and vulnerable assessment had spear phishing weakness. In other words, they were just looking. Right? I mean, when you see the numbers that this continually comes up with, it is total phishing. They're not supposed to be doing it. You can't, listen, you can't, even if you hate Republicans, hate conservatives, are you really okay with this kind of intrusion? Are you really okay with them breaking the law like this? God, I hope not. I mean that sincere. I really hope not. Because that leaves nothing. That means no holds barred, right? Anybody can do anything to bring down the other side, illegal or not illegal. Legal or not illegal. Is that really what you want to put out there? Is that really what you want to believe to be truth? You know, just, again, I can't stand it. I can't even stand that we have to talk about this stuff this way, in this light. Right? We should be able to, look, if you beat me because you got a better product, God bless. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. If you beat me because you cheated, how do you live with yourself? How are you okay with that? Right? I was talking about some of the comments that our founding fathers had made earlier before we ran out of time here. And what they had in mind for this country. Right? George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. This was his address to the officers of the army on March 15th, 1783. If freedom of speech is taken away. Do you not see that happening today? They're selecting what is okay speech and what is it. That is not freedom of speech. If I tell you I can't stand you because you're a redhead, is that hate speech now? Or do you get to decide what that is? You get to take me to court, or you get to do whatever. Right? Why didn't you, when I hear about somebody's comments made, how come Joe Biden was never prosecuted for saying that he wanted to take Trump around back and beat the tar out of him? Isn't that hateful speech? Right? I mean, seriously. let me see. A primary object should be the education of our youth in the science of government in a republic, not a democracy, republic. What species of knowledge can be equally important and what duty more pressing than communicating it to those who are to be the future guardians of the liberties of this country? This was his 8th annual message to Congress, December 7, 1796. In George Washington's farewell address, he said, guard against the impostures, oh God, our pretended patriotism. Citizens by birth or choice of a common country, the country has a right to concentrate your affections. The name of America, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism. You know what? He's right. If you don't love this country for what it is, where it came from and where it's going, then I don't know if you're a patriot. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Really?
We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.